Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Good morning and welcome back to A Better You. I'm your host, Fernanda Ramirez. Today, I'm going to give you guys some morning inspiration, motivation for you to listen to whenever you need a little morning pick-me-up, whether you are rolling out of bed, it's still dark out, you need some inspiration to get up, actually go about your day, or maybe you have a test today or a date or something that you're nervous for and you need a little bit of a lift, some energy. I am channeling my energy through this podcast, whether you're watching it on video or you're listening on Spotify or Apple or whatever platform it is, through earphones or whatever. This episode is intended to be repeated and must be listened to right in the morning as you're doing your makeup, making breakfast, getting your coffee ready, driving to work, driving to school, whatever it is, this podcast better be on. Let's just jump right into it. Good morning, you guys. Rise and shine. What a day to be alive. Honestly, take a moment of gratitude right now and just sit with that feeling that even if you have not bat an eye at the fact that you are awake, you should be very grateful and thankful that another day is yet to have. I think I can speak for all of us when I say that it is so easy to take for granted the days that we have and not live in the present moment. We're constantly thinking about the past, things we did, things we should have done better, things we could have done better, how we could have improved, how we could have done better in a test maybe, or made a relationship work, or made a friendship work, or achieved certain milestones that we wanted. Or we may spend our time thinking about the future, what will be, what will come out of what we're doing, where will our relationships go, will our dreams come true? You know, there's so many things to have anxiety over looking forward. But the truth is, all we have is the present moment. We have today. If we're feeling energized and happy today, if you're listening to this podcast and in this very moment, you are feeling just an ounce better, maybe listening to me across the screen or the earphones is giving you even 10% of a little energy increase. That feeling that you have inside, it is the current reality. And knowing that our vibrations are literally raising as we speak, I think we can start the day on a good note. Today is a brand new day for you to get inspired, for you to try something that you haven't done before. It is extremely easy for us to go about our days without really taking a moment to be intentional with how our days are going to go and how we're going to act during the day. I mean, sometimes I make the intention that I want to be a kinder person, or I want to be more helpful, or I want to be a little bit more disciplined, or I want to be more enthusiastic, whatever it is. There's so many things that I want to be. And for example, when I am setting intentions at the beginning of the year, I have a whole idea of me constructed, a self-image that I want to be, and it's easy to forget about that since you're not constantly brushing up on it. But if you have a moment today or this morning, take a second to set an intention for the day. This word will be exactly how you set the day out to be. And remember, if you are the one looking for yellow cars, you will find yellow cars around you. So if you are setting the intention to find good things throughout your day, find positive things, be a positive person, look for the luck around you, look for the love around you, you will see those things. And not only will you see them, but you will attract them. The quote that whatever you focus on grows is extremely true, and it is so powerful. I think we underestimate that sometimes, or at least I do, but the truth is whenever I have something in mind, I can't seem to stop seeing it. I see it wherever I go. So knowing that that is something that like psychologically happens to us, it's in our best intention to set the word of the day as early as we can. And even if that inspiration or motivation fizzles out after a few days, you can reset the intention maybe with a different word the following few days, or pick a word for the week. I'm going to read out some daily intentions that you can use today, and if any of these align with you or you feel specifically called to it, take that sentence with you and try to embody that in every action that you do today. I'm going to read these intentions out in affirmation statements. I am grateful. I intend to lead by example. I will speak kindly to myself. I will be present. I accept myself as enough. I intend to be happy. I will be myself. I love myself unconditionally. I will build my resilience and stay motivated. I enjoy my creativity. I will find balance. I find joy in the world. I will fuel my body with healthy food. I will drink enough water today. I will have fun today. I will notice the beauty around me. I will stick up for my own beliefs. I will open my mind and my heart. I intend to move my body in ways that feel good. I intend to get the sleep my body deserves. I intend to practice self-care and treat my body with love and respect. Today, I will make conscious choices. I have the power and courage to make the best choices for myself and for my loved ones. I am stronger than my fears. I am resilient and strong. And I can handle anything that comes my way. Those are a few daily intentions that you can use to go about your day and really keep that in the back of your mind. You can write it down in a sticky note. You can write it down on your notes app. You can use it as your wallpaper, whatever it is. As said here on thepositiveplanners.com, creating this intention will help you open your mind to opportunities throughout the day and impact how you approach future tasks. I absolutely love that. And again, I think it is so important to note that the minute that you give space to these affirmations, the minute that you start to look out for them, and the minute that you have that openness and not only open-mindedness, but you have that receiving energy, you will attract all the things that you are saying. It is so important that today you go about your day looking for the positive things around you, looking for the little bits of joy, whether that be the sun peeking out the sky, the flowers blooming on the sidewalk, maybe you see some kids laughing and playing. Instead of going throughout your day feeling some type of way, feeling angry, feeling whatever it is that you feel, at least for the time that you are listening to this podcast, or maybe if you're on a walk or you're working out, at least for some time during the day, let go of all those thoughts, the past and future anxieties and doubts. Truly just be present and allow yourself to enjoy the fact that you're alive, the fact that you can actually experience all these things. And even though all of us have individual lives that are extremely different and people could be walking around with traumas and dilemmas and problems that you don't even know about, at least be the person that can uplift and inspire other people, even if it's just for 5 minutes. We all need a little bit of positivity in our lives. And if you can be that person for someone, not only are you doing them service, but you're doing service for yourself. I truly believe in good karma, and the more good that you put out, the more you are going to receive. Keeping that positive and open energy with your daily intentions will absolutely guarantee that the opportunities you are looking for will come your way. Not only is setting an intention for your day a phenomenal way to start, but I also recommend taking a little look within and even picking out 3 things that you are grateful for today. I've mentioned this in a few podcasts, and I have a lot of podcasts on vibrations, but when you align yourself with the vibration of gratitude, it is the highest frequency that you can have, and those opportunities that you so wish and long for that are on that same vibration will immediately align to you. Suddenly, the doors will open to those things that you want. Those people can give you opportunities that you weren't expecting before, and that can only happen if you have that open energy. Even if you're dealing with insecurities today or you aren't feeling the most confident, go about your day feeling confident in who you are, in what your plan is, and know that you're a unique and individual person and there's no one else in the planet like you. It is important to go about these intentions without saying the word I won't and keeping it in a more positive light by saying things that you will be doing or things that are focused on a truth within the present moment. The energy for today, for me and for you, is to go about our days without any insecurities blocking our mind, to go about our day confidently and shine our most authentic and confident energy. If it is early in the morning for you, don't check social media yet. You don't have to do that. We all know that checking social media in the morning is not the best thing that we can do. It is constantly a game of comparison, and you know that comparison is the thief of joy, and there is absolutely no point in that. If you are dealing with insecurities, throw those out the door, at least for the day or the time being, and truly just let yourself enjoy being you. Sometimes I am my worst critic and I can be extremely harsh on myself, nitpicking almost every little thing that a viewer or one of my friends or even a family member wouldn't even consider. I even saw this girl on TikTok make a video of herself where she was standing in front of the camera and she said, "I bet you can't guess what my insecurity is." And after like 5 minutes and literally nothing came to my mind, she explained what it was and it was completely off from what everybody in the comments were thinking. That in itself just showed that whatever you are hyperfixating on, if it is physical, or if it is even something that is not physical and you think that people are thinking it about you or people know this about you, trust me when I say people are not thinking about you in that way as much as you think they are. People are not constantly nitpicking you, and everybody is so worried about themselves that they do not have time to focus on you. And in that same light, I want to say, if you are the one being judgmental of other people, let those things go. It is not a trait that we want to have. It is not a trait that will open any doors for us or attract more opportunities. opportunities to ourselves, there's absolutely no point in being judgmental. And if it does not affect your life, it should not take up space in your mind. I saved a quote on my phone this morning that says, get out of bed, do the things, own your life. And as simple as that little graphic was, it is something that I want to put on my phone, on my wall. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour in the day? You may say go for a run, read a book, cook an extra meal, call a friend. Sometimes you can feel overwhelmed with the amount of things to do, and other times we're wishing that we just simply had more time. If you're currently struggling to figure out the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule, it's key to know what is actually most important to you. Sometimes that can be a daunting question, but therapy can help you find out what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy can be an open space for you to talk to someone else, tell them what's going on in your mind, and truly learn more about yourself. You can learn about what you like, what you don't like, how to use your time, and can even be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it's not just for people who have experienced major trauma. If any of this rings a bell to you or feels like something that you could benefit from, or you're even just thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. The thing with BetterHelp is that it is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you need to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and if you choose to, you are able to switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/abetteryou to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/abetteryou.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I want to write it down. I want to scream it from the rooftops, and I want to really affirm it into your head. Today, we are not laying in our beds, rotting away, as they say on TikTok. We do not need to go on our phones and live through other people and just watch other people live their lives. You have the power. You have the body. If you are able-bodied, in fact, that is even something more to be grateful for. Do one thing today that makes you feel better. If it's a little self-care ritual, or maybe you want to talk to a friend, get a little bit of socializing, a little bit of interactions in there. Or maybe you're going to do something even more than that. Maybe after work, after school, if you have a free day today, you can sign up for a rock climbing class. You can sign up for a pottery class. You can go to a workout class. Breaking a little sweat never hurt nobody. What I'm trying to say is that you have the power to get after your goals and create your dream life today. Nobody is going to do it for you. And if you see other people around you doing the things that you want to do, there is no reason why you can't either. The least we can do is put some effort in, try even 10% harder than we did in the past, and get that momentum building. Whether it's a habit or a skill, or you want to start content creation maybe, or you want to start working out, you want to start eating healthy, all it takes is starting today. I assure you it'll give you the dopamine rush that you've been looking for. These habits and goals that you have are just a matter of time before it becomes a lifestyle for yourself. Today we act like the person that we want to become. We embody that energy and recognize that we live in a universe of opportunities. Those dreams that you have would not be placed in you if it wasn't for a reason. And if you look around you, I'm sure there's a bunch of things, people, scenarios, positions that you're in that you used to want and now you have. I also want to note on that to be grateful for the things that you have currently that you always wanted, because it is so easy for humans to get accustomed to the way things are and just acting like it is no big deal. I know for myself, if I knew that I was in this position a few years ago, I would be absolutely ecstatic. And it's so easy for me to go about my days not realizing or not being grateful for even the simplest of things. And having that said, I want to say that I'm so grateful for the life that I've created. I'm proud of myself. And it's also okay to say those things. It is okay to recognize your own worth, and your number one cheerleader is yourself. People will treat you the way that you treat you. So set a good example for the people around you and the people that you want to attract. It genuinely starts with you. And in some situations, people may call you delusional for thinking and knowing that all the things that you want are coming your way and that you're abundant and that you're saying all these affirmations. People can say she's a little bit Zalulu, but at the end of the day, you're the one that's going to achieve your dream life. And nobody created their dream life by waiting for it to come to them. Everything you desire desires you back. Remember that access to your energy is a privilege, and to protect your energy throughout the day. Do not engage in things that are not worth your time, in drama, in petty fights, in low vibrational negative energy. Stay away from situations and people that make you feel that way, because it is only doing harm to you and yourself. Misery loves company, and you do not need to be that person. There is no one else like you. You are one of a kind. Your interests, your talents, your knowledge is what makes you you. It's what makes you special. It's what makes you stand out. It's what makes people want to be your friend. And ultimately, it's what gives you that glow and that aura that shines through your body, through your skin, through your little energy field going on. That is what people can feel. Today, maybe you can also set the intention to go about your day doing more of your favorite things, welcoming little things that you know will make you feel better. It could be listening to your favorite playlist. It could be getting a little drink or a little sweet treat or some food. It could be wearing your favorite outfit or picking something that embodies the way that you feel within. Showcasing your personality through your style, through your clothing. Maybe it's seeing a friend today. It can be giving eye contact and smiles to people on the street. It could be going on a little nature walk and being out in nature. Genuinely, side note, seeing the color green actually is proven to lower cortisol levels and actually lower your stress. And same with tree hugging. I read online yesterday that actually raises your vibrations and it makes you feel better. And that inspired me. It made me want to go hug a tree. Say it with me, everyone. I am young and I am learning how to live. We are all going through this experience for the first time. So give yourself grace. Give the people around you grace. And today I want you to go about your day feeling a little bit more compassionate for your inner child and for the inner child of others. One of the signs for a healthy mental health is being adaptable and being open-minded. That means that if other people today have some sort of issues going on, have some sort of stress, are making things even a little bit difficult for you, try your best to be adaptable, not be so rigid or feel stuck in those emotions of anger and stress. Things will work out the way that they are supposed to. And ultimately, just reminding yourself, everybody is out here doing the best they can. You are the youngest that you're ever going to be right now. And so for that reason, treat your body with respect. Do things today that will make you feel better and that will actually benefit your wellness and mental health. Your future you will 100% thank you for that. And also today, if you have the opportunity to do something new, take up that opportunity and make that happen. Doing new things is what creates memories, and you are able to create literal core memories today if you choose to. If today you have anything to celebrate, acknowledge and celebrate those accomplishments and do that for other people around you as well. Spread that positivity, spread that kindness. And tonight before you go to bed, you can reflect on this day and you're going to be so grateful that you took my advice here. You took this inspiration and this energy and you're going to be like, wow, today was a gorgeous day. Today was beautiful. Every night before I go to bed, I actually do that and I think of three things that went well today, three things I could have improved, and three things that I am grateful for. And it genuinely makes me fall asleep like a baby because the mental health is clear. I'm going to end off by giving you a last little speech and then going into some of the affirmations that I have in my life binder currently. That being said, I know I've reiterated this throughout the whole episode, but truly be grateful for today. I'm grateful that you're listening to this. Think about the loved ones that you have around you, the memories that you've experienced, the good ones and the bad. It has shaped you into who you are today, and it's only going to get better from here. There is a quote that someone said, and it says, I didn't come this far just to come this far. Cheesy, but it's true. You have so much life to live. You never know when things can change. And also having that in mind, sit with this version of yourself. I need to do this more often even and just look around and say like, wow, I'm grateful for where I am. I have the best people around me because things will not be the same in 5 years. Things won't even be the same in 3 months. I know for myself, I'm grateful to be alive at the same time that I am with my friends, with my family, with you guys. Genuinely, I wouldn't want to have it any other way. And lastly, see the beauty in the things things around you. The beauty you see in anything is a reflection of the beauty in you. I'm going to say some of my affirmations, and you're more than welcome to repeat them with me after. I follow my dreams with passion and certainty. I feel so powerful, so alive, and so connected. I no longer hold fear, stress, or anxiety. I am full of gratitude, prosperity, and abundance. I am happy and full of life. I feel lighter every day. I prioritize my responsibilities and manage my time effectively. I know what I deserve, and I am confident in myself. I choose to see the beauty and goodness in others. I am wealthy and a money magnet. I know what I want out of life, and I do everything in my power to make that happen. Creativity and inspiration flows throughout my body. I prioritize my health and well-being. I am a beautiful and unique individual with a purpose that is unique to me. I create a life full of balance and harmony. I believe in my ability to effectively express my thoughts and ideas. I am reliable, dependable, and I take ownership of my actions. Everything about me is beautiful inside and out. I am healthy and my body works for me every day. My family and friends are happy, healthy, and wealthy. And lastly, no one is you, and that is your power. Anyways, you guys, I'm glad you stuck with me through this episode. I hope you are feeling energized, great, wonderful. Say thank you to your body right now, and thank each individual cell in your body for keeping you healthy and alive and well. And I hope that today you go about your day genuinely having the most positive, enthusiastic, and lucky day that you've had in a while. You deserve good things, and you deserve the happiness that you have. No one can take that away from you, and don't let anyone feel bad about the positive feelings that you have. Those feelings are true, and if that's how you're feeling in the present moment, that's you. That's life. That's how it is. Thank you for listening to this episode. I'm grateful that you clicked on it. I love you, and I will see you guys soon.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save